Welcome, everyone. Today, we're doing a deep dive into something absolutely critical for, well, really the future of tech, independent software verification and validation, ISVV, but specifically for AI systems.
Right. And the key thing here isn't using AI for VNV on normal software. No, it's about how we actually verify and validate the AI itself.
Exactly. How do you VNV AI?
And it's a fascinating challenge, you know, because AI isn't just one thing. We're going to unpack how applying these ISVV ideas, these principles, changes pretty dramatically.
Depending on the type of AI.
Precisely. Going from, say, a classic AI, like a classifier, to something like generative AI, and then even further to autonomous AI agents. What's really interesting is that the core ISVV pillars, things like independence, traceability, safety, reliability, they stick around. But the approach, how you actually do the VNV, that has to shift significantly.
Okay, let's get into that. Our mission for you today is to understand why we need these different approaches, what specifically changes, and ultimately, what all this means for building AI we can actually trust.
Yeah.
But first, maybe just a quick refresher. What does ISVV mean for any software system before we even get to AI?
Sure. So at its heart, ISVV is about making sure software does what it's supposed to do, that it meets the requirements.
Right. Is it fit for purpose?
Exactly. Is it fit for purpose? Does it operate safely, reliably, and crucially, is it traceable? Can you test it? Can you audit it? That whole package.
Okay. Got it. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. How do these core principles get stretched or maybe adapted for these different AI types? You mentioned classic AI, generative AI, and AI agent.
Exactly. Let's start with classic AI. Think classifier systems that categorize images, maybe detect fraud patterns. Their behavior is often deterministic.
Meaning predictable outputs for given inputs?
Yeah, pretty much. So that makes it generally easier to test exhaustively or at least more comprehensively. The ISVV focus here tends to be on things like making sure you've covered the input space well.
Like all the different kinds of data it might see.
Right. And checking label accuracy, data quality, model fairness. You're looking at really clear metrics like the F1 score or confusion matrices. And you use standard tools like Sclearn, for example. It's a relatively well-defined process.
Okay, so if classic AI is like maybe a predictable machine, what about the Wild West of generative AI? You know, the LLMs, the image generators we see everywhere now.
Yeah, that's a great question because generative AI flips things around. Its outputs are stochastic.
Meaning not always the same output for the same input, randomness involved.
Exactly. Not always the same thing. So you can't just test for one right answer. You have to test these systems statistically and usually at scale.
So the ISVV focus shifts.
Completely. It shifts to things like measuring hallucination rates. How often does it just make stuff up? How sensitive is it to the exact wording of the prompt? How good are its safety filters?
And there's often no single ground truth answer to compare against.
Often, no. Especially for creative tasks.
Yeah.
And you also get these emergent behaviors, things the model does that weren't explicitly programmed. So tools like, say, OpenAI evils become important for trying to assess this more fluid kind of output.
Wow. Okay. That's a big shift from deterministic checks. And then the third category, AI agents. What does ISVV look like for them? Especially the truly autonomous ones.
Right. Connecting this to the bigger picture. AI agents, and here I mean particularly agentic AI, the kind that can perceive its environment, make decisions, and act, often without constant human checking.
Those are autonomous.
Autonomous, multi-step, and stateful. They remember things and act based on context over time. Unlike simple agents just following rules, these agentic AIs can break down complex goals, manage their own internal state, maybe even self-correct along the way.
So how on earth do you validate that?
Well, for ISVV, it means you're validating across whole sequences of actions and towards high-level goals. The focus becomes, is the agent aligned with its intended goal? Are its external actions safe? How reliable is its planning?
It sounds less like checking code and more like evaluating judgment.
In a way, yes. You're evaluating the entire decision-making loop, not just a single calculation. It's about establishing trust in its ongoing behavior.
So if we look across these three types, it seems like the very definition of things like requirements, data validation, even risks changes quite a bit. Can you maybe walk us through that, how those look different?
Absolutely. Take requirements analysis. For classic AI, you're maybe verifying the scope of the training data, pretty concrete.
Okay.
For generative AI, you're validating prompt output behaviors. Does it respond appropriately? Is the output factual or safe? Much more behavioral.
And for agents?
For AI agents, you're often defining ethical considerations, autonomy boundaries, operational parameters right up front, verifying alignment with those broader constraints.
And data validation. Classic AI is about bias, representativeness.
Right. Generative AI adds the complexity of evaluating prompt examples and how they influence output. But AI agents, they might deal with constantly evolving state data, maybe multimodal memory inputs from text, images, sensors, all feeding into their state.
That sounds incredibly complex to validate. And the risks?
The risks also evolve. Classic AI might overfit the training data. Generative AI, as we said, hallucinates or can be misused. But AI agents introduce new risks, like goal misalignment. It pursues the goal, but in a harmful way, or even potentially deceptive reasoning, where it might hide information to achieve its objective.
Okay, so wrapping this up, What does this all mean for you, the listener, maybe building or deploying these systems? It seems really clear that while those core ISVV pillars, independence, traceability, safety, reproducibility, they remain essential.
They absolutely do.
But the actual how, the processes, the tools, even the mindset you need, it changes dramatically depending on whether you're dealing with a classifier, an LLM, or an autonomous agent.
Precisely. And this really highlights the need for adaptability. You need specialized approaches. You could almost imagine building an ISVV software system itself. It would need different plugins, wouldn't it?
Like modules.
Yeah, exactly. One module for classifier evaluation metrics, another for doing large-scale statistical testing on generative models, and maybe a whole other complex module for simulating and tracing agentic behaviors over long sequences.
And that really does leave us with a fascinating, maybe slightly unnerving thought to ponder. As these AI systems get more and more autonomous, more integrated into everything.
Yeah.
How do we really ensure these goal-driven, self-correcting agents stay aligned, not just with their program goals, but with our broader human values, our safety expectations, especially when they start making decisions entirely on their own?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? How do we maintain that alignment and trust over time?
Something for us all to think about. Thanks for joining this deep dive.